It's now official. Donald Trump and Joe Biden have each gotten their party's presidential nominations after yesterday's primaries. So we could see more of what we've seen from Trump in his primary campaign, touting disproven conspiracy theories about non-citizens voting.
Yeah, these theories are not new in American politics. They've been around for more than a century, despite studies and election officials saying it doesn't really happen. But with huge numbers of migrants crossing the southern border in recent months, the narrative looks to be taking hold again in Republican circles.
NPR's Miles Parks covers voting, and he has new reporting to share about this. Good morning, Miles.
Hey, good morning.
So Donald Trump has baselessly been talking about undocumented immigrants voting by the millions for quite a while. But this year, it's not just him, right?
Right, yeah. We're seeing influential conservatives behind the scenes starting to fixate on it as well. NPR acquired a two-page memo being circulated by an attorney named Cleta Mitchell. She's a former Trump advisor, and she's been influential in pushing all sorts of stolen election narratives since 2020. The memo is titled, quote, "The Threat of Non-Citizen Voting in 2024," and it falsely implies that there are all these loopholes in the election system that undocumented immigrants are exploiting. Here's Mitchell talking about the broader conspiracy theory on a local conservative radio show in Illinois.
I absolutely believe this is intentional and one of the reasons that the Biden administration is allowing all of these illegals to flood the country. And they're taking them into counties across the country so that they can get those people registered, they can vote them.
Now, there is no evidence to support that theory, and Mitchell did not respond to an email request for comment. But it's an idea we can expect to hear a lot this year, as immigration is a major concern for Republican voters.
So is this just xenophobia? I mean, what does the evidence actually show about non-citizens voting?
Numerous studies have confirmed it almost never happens. First of all, it is against the law for non-citizens to vote in federal elections, and doing it would risk deportation. And in the few times that it has been shown that people have slipped through the cracks and registered or voted in federal elections, it's also been shown to have usually been by mistake.
Okay, so I know you've also been looking into where and when these narratives started. What did you find?
I mean, they've been around American politics for over 100 years. And I have to say, I was kind of blown away as I started reporting this story at all the different times these same conspiracy theories have popped up, usually to justify policies that make voting harder. Even the very implementation of voter registration, researchers say it started in the late 1800s because people were specifically so scared about non-white, non-English-speaking immigrants coming to the U.S. and influencing politics. Experts who I talked to see echoes of that history in Trump's claims and in this memo by Mitchell. I talked to Gilda Daniels, who's an election law professor at the University of Baltimore.
It's not only creates the hysteria, but this idea that only certain people should be allowed to participate in the process.
In Mitchell's memo, for instance, she essentially says she wants Congress to make voter registration more difficult. But I should say there's essentially no chance that that goes anywhere at the federal level at this point.
Okay, not nationally, but what about local, state level?
Yeah, so this is where it gets a little bit more complicated, because a few liberal cities have passed laws in recent years allowing non-citizens to vote just in local races, which has led a number of Republican-led states to pass constitutional amendments banning those sorts of efforts. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has been one of the loudest voices raising concern on this issue, even though he's a Republican who's refuted a lot of other sort of conspiratorial narratives. He does say he's confident non-citizens are not voting right now in Georgia. But when I asked him directly whether President Biden was shipping in undocumented immigrants to vote for him, he would not directly answer that, which just showed to me how deeply these ideas are rooted in conservative circles right now.
NPR's Miles Parks, thank you.
Thank you.